We present Kenneth Williams, Peter Jones, Derek Nimmo and Ray Allen in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much. Hello and welcome to Just a Minute. And as you've heard, we welcome back Ray Allen, that great ventriloquist, to do battle with our three regular competitors of the game. And as usual, I'm going to ask them to speak, if they can, on a subject that I will give them, and they're going to try and do it without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject on the card. And we'll begin the show this week with Derek Nimmo. If I were not a thespian, will you tell us something about that? The audience are laughing. Maybe they don't believe the situation applies, but will you try and talk on it in 60 seconds, starting now?
I think that if I were not a thespian, I'd like to be a follower of Martin Luther, a pastor, a missionary perhaps, delving into deepest Africa to seek converts, to bring them to the...
Kenneth Williams, a chance.
Well, I don't know. What's he talking about? I mean, he's talking about Martin Luther going into darkest Africa. I mean, he was nowhere near Africa. I've never heard such rubbish in my life.
Yes, Martin
deviation.
Luther...
I did say a follower of Martin Luther.
You were slightly devious there, and I'm going to ask Kenneth to tell us something about the subject. If I were not a thespian, Kenneth, there are 46 seconds left, starting now.
I would have fancied myself in the ballet, because I could have done the entree and the pirouette and disappear in a flurry of talcum powder, which I think would be rather nice. I once was in a situation where it was demanded that I appear to be.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, Peter, so we're going to hear from you now on this subject. There are 29 seconds left. If I were not a thespian, Peter, starting now.
I think I should have probably gone into politics, because I think those sterling qualities which I have in such abundance, and which I'm sure Kenneth will support me in claiming.
Kenneth...
I don't support him at all. All he does on this game is to cheat by coming in the last minute to try and get a point after I've done a lot of hard work. What do I call him, Sterling? Nothing Sterling about him. He's up to every cheap trick in the book.
So what is your challenge, Kenneth?
No, nothing, because he'd be ideal. He'd be ideal for politics, wouldn't he?
So you just... You just objected to what he said, which wasn't a correct challenge, so Peter gets a point for that. No, Peter gets a point. You're giving it to Derek. Peter gets a point for that. Oh, Derek, your messenger is falling asleep beside me now. Peter,
I'm
you
not
have...
surprised sitting next to you, I guess.
Every time, the ruder they get, the more you laugh. You're a rotten audience. Where do you come from? 20 seconds, Peter Jones, on If I Were Not a Thespian, starting now.
I should have had to form my own party, I'm afraid, because I don't think any of the others, existing ones, would have allowed me in. So having done that, I should have taken part in an election and perhaps been with it.
Oh, Ray Allen. Ray Allen pressed his buzzer. Ray, this was very unexpected. Why have you challenged?
You see, he was hesitating.
No, he'd gone right off the subject of thespian onto politics.
He went right off, yes, he was hesitating in his own subject, which he'd changed.
What you said before was right. He'd gone off the subject.
And he'd gone into another subject, which is nothing at all to do thespian. And
he wasn't supposed to be a thespian.
That's right. Yes, don't say any more, Ray. You're absolutely right.
How can I get to sleep? I mean, I've got Kenneth Williams jumping up and down, sitting next to me. I'm trying to have 40 winks while he was talking, and it's... You've woken me up, and I'm cross now.
Yeah. I notice that hand that usually goes up Lord Charles's back is moving all the time. It's very difficult for
you. Well, guess what? Kenneth Williams keeps jumping up and down.
Ray, we're going to hear from you on the subject now, and there are 8 seconds left. If I were not a thespian...
If I were... Yes.
Yes. Would you start now?
Well, if I wasn't, I suppose... Well, I don't know whether I am, really, because in the true sense of the word, no, perhaps I'm not. But if...
Kenneth Williams challenged...
Deviation, he is.
No.
You do an act. Acting. Acting's about...
I did, but you see, I consider you...
Well, we can't let a great academic...
Great thespian.
Well, yes.
great diplomat.
But nonetheless, Kenneth, I agree with the challenge.
He agrees with the challenge.
I agree with the challenge, because in the strictest sense of the word, Ray Allen is a thespian. So you have 1 second
so
on the subject. Ken is starting
that.
Now.
I would have gone down the sewers and cleaned them out to the public.
So Kenneth Williams was speaking then as the whistle went, much to the delight of our audience, because it means he got an extra point for doing so, and he's now in the lead.
Oh, how gratifying. How very gratifying.
You now know why we have Kenneth Williams in the show, because if we didn't, we probably wouldn't have an audience. So, Kenneth Williams, your fan club's here, and you're going to take the next subject. It is my undoing. And if you've not already been undone by some of the things you said in this program, now's your chance in just a minute, starting now.
It has frequently been diction, and of course I have trouble with hooks and eyes. I've always felt they're looking at me when I'm trying to undo them, and so in a sense that has been my undoing. I was very glad when the zip fasteners come in. I can tell you, they can tell you all this rubbish about the value of fly buttons and the fact that they do stay on, at least in some degree, whereas the zip can break completely. Well, now that is...
Derek Nimmer has charged.
Revision of zip.
Yes, you mentioned the word...
No, zip fasteners first and then zip. See, zip fasteners is hyphenated. Yes. You great nit.
I had this vivid picture of Kenneth being glad when they came in, which was in about 1913.
Oh, you're very clever, yes.
Kenneth, you had a wrong challenge.
Thank
it was
you.
A hyphenated
good
word.
Challenge, yes.
There are 29 seconds.
Very difficult to hear a hyphen. That's the only problem, really.
My undoing starting now.
Do you mean to say that you regard zip fasteners as unhyphenated?
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
You did say zip fasteners.
Yes, you repeated the whole word then. Because I did say you'd started. There are 25 seconds left, Derek. The subject is my undoing starting now.
My undoing was one foggy morning when staying at Balmoral, I wandered through a forest and came across a lonely corgi and tripped. And as my nose crunched on the ground, I felt the beast was dead beneath me. I picked it up in my arms and then, feeling it being cold and rapidly chilling, I secreted it under my coat.
Well, the thespian was at work there, holding you with dramatic tension and keeping going till the whistle went. Derek Nimmo, you're now in the lead alongside Kenneth Williams. Ray Allen, your turn to begin. The subject is what I think of the one next to me. We've already established for the listeners at home, the one directly beside him at the moment is Kenneth Williams. We know in real life, a lot of us who've seen him with his ventriloquist, Lord Charles, he does have other people next to him. But will you talk on the subject in just a minute, starting now?
The one sitting next to me, I can only say, is a person who I have admired since I first saw the photograph of this little cherub face next to the great Richard Tauber on the cover of an LP. I looked at it, gazed with great awe, knowing that one day that face was going to blossom into what we now have.
Peter Jones's challenge.
Repetition of face.
I'm afraid there's a rather lot of face.
Well,
there,
he
yes.
is a bit two-faced, you said. I was trying to... It was a subtle comment.
Peter Jones, you have a correct challenge. 33 seconds are left. What I think of the God, one next to me.
Well, I suppose I'm reduced to talking about Derek Nimmo, because there's nothing else I can talk about. You're not sitting next to me, are you, Mr. Chairman?
Kenneth Williams, the challenge.
Deviation. There's a lot of things you can talk about besides that. You can talk about the tonic so far. Do, re, mi. Ray is next to me. Actually, Ray is next to me in the...
Kenneth.
Yeah, but he's not next to me.
I said in the tonic so far, Ray is next to me. Do, re, mi, fa.
I think you've gone a bit too far now, Kenneth.
What I think of the one next to me, isn't it?
Yes, what I think of the one next to me.
The one next to me, do, re, mi.
Kenneth,
me. What's next to me? Me.
Oh, that's you all over.
Me.
Kenneth.
That's always where you... Me, that's you all over.
Yes. Listen, me, it's your turn. I'm giving you the point for the correct challenge because he was deviating by talking about me then, and meaning me here, and now it's you over there who says me, and there are 27 seconds left for what the subject is, what I think of the one next to me, starting now.
I hold him in the highest regard since I had the privilege once of seeing a testimony handwritten on his behalf to a prospective employer, and it stated, he
is an upright citizen, one who can be trusted, and who, in an emergency, will never let you down, be it the Gobi Desert. He'll be there with a cup of water or a thermos in the oxygen.
Derek,
I can't believe this was written in a testimony about the Gobi Desert and cups of hot soup.
I agree with you, Derek. I don't mind who it was about. Nobody would put in a testimony about it, but some will be there in the Gobi Desert with a cup of water.
It's true, actually. It was true.
Oh, well, he did see it.
I saw it.
Oh, well done. Then you have the subject then, Ray.
I did.
And
show it,
there are 2 seconds to go. starting now.
Yes, Steve.
Derek Nemo Chana.
Hesitation.
Yes, you rotten
Is
thing.
It time?
I did.
But as he didn't legitimately win it last time, he couldn't illegitimately have it this time. So, Ray, you've still got it. 1 second to go, starting now.
The one next to me is.
So Ray Allen got 2 unexpected points in that round, including 1 for speaking on The Whistle Went.
Nothing's unexpected with you around.
And he's stood in 3rd place, alongside Peter Jones, behind our 2 joint leaders, Kenneth Williams. Kenneth, I must explain, this is not television. All those funny faces don't mean a thing to the listeners.
Well, they make me laugh.
We haven't got visual radio yet.
We have. It's called television.
You took it away from me.
Oh, sorry.
So sorry.
I didn't want it.
And Derek Nimmo's in the lead with Kenneth Williams. Peter Jones, your turn to begin. The subject is having my picture taken. Will you tell us something about that in the game, starting now?
Well, I was on this aeroplane, and I had the best seat, with a marvellous view over the harbour. And there were a lot of Japanese came on board, each one with a camera, of course, and they made a great fuss of me. And they didn't speak any English, but they kept gesticulating and smiling and everything. And I posed because I thought they wanted to take my photograph. I thought I must be on the television there in Japan.
Ken Williams.
2 thoughts.
Yes, you were thinking rather a lot, Peter, alas. And there are 40 seconds left on this subject, and it is having my picture taken, Kenneth, starting now.
When this occurred, first in my life, I was 14 and looked divine. This hair was, like people said, spun gold, hanging from this lovely head. And the photographer said to me, I'm just swooning, looking. I can hardly focus straight. But when the job was finished, he placed it in the window of that studio, and people were flabbergasted and said to me, don't you look a beaut? They've taken a lovely snap of you. You're in the window in the ice cream, which of course
Ray
I want.
Allen has challenged.
A window repetition.
Oh, yes, what a fool. I did say it twice.
You almost framed yourself in the window there, didn't you, by repeating the word, and there are 5 seconds left with you, Ray Allen, having my picture taken, starting now.
Having my picture taken is always an ordeal because I find they always say to you, now lick your lips.
Well, you'll be pleased and interested to hear that at the end of that round, Kenneth Williams has taken the lead, 1 ahead of Derek Nimmo. Derek, your turn to begin. The subject is fancy dress balls. Will you tell us something about those? In just a minute, starting now.
I had a very nice dresser when I was working at a theatre in the Strand called Fred Watson, who sometimes used to dress up and call himself Gene of Fredericks, and he started running fancy dress balls at the Lyceum Ballroom. He asked me to go along and judge one of these competitions, and when I got there, I was absolutely amazed because all the fellows there were dressed up as ladies, and they were dancing one with another very lightly on tiptoe. Very beautiful they looked, and I had to judge which one had the most spectacular costume. And I was told by one of the judges, was giving me an old drag queen who had hair sticking over the top of his bra, would you believe? He said,
I can hardly believe what I was hearing.
I think it's as well that Peter challenged when he did. What was your challenge, Peter?
Well, I challenged really as a public duty. But I think he did repeat judges.
Yes, there were. Yes, he did repeat judges. So, let's hear from you now on the subject with 23 and a half seconds left. Fancy dress balls, Peter, starting now.
Well, fancy dress balls have lost a lot of their novelty in the last decade.
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Well, the one I went to hadn't.
Yes, they've lost a lot of their novelty. He wasn't, strictly speaking, deviating from the subject, because he can express his own opinion.
Thanks very much. Right.
Just a minute. And so, wrong challenge. Peter, you still have the subject. 19 seconds are left, starting now.
On account of the fact that people nowadays walk about wearing a fancy dress a great deal of the time. You've only got to walk along Oxford Street, and you see people, not necessarily tourists, wearing their native costumes.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Indeed.
You have a correct challenge on there are 6 seconds left, starting now.
I love going to fancy dress balls. I always dress as a sheep these days because it's so easy to get lovely long robes in Kensington. Where are they all this?
So, Derek Nimmo was speaking as the whistle went, and he's now gone one ahead of Kenneth Williams at the end of that round. And Peter Jones and Ray Allen are equal, only 2 points behind. Kenneth, your turn to begin, and the subject, Alexander Pushkin, the Russian poet. You have just a minute to tell us something about him, starting now.
Well, regarded by many critics as Russia's greatest poet, he married this woman, Natalia Gonchorva, and was exiled for over-liberal views, as they were then described, to southern Russia, and not able to return to Moscow, so they tell us, till the accession of Nicholas I. Perhaps the most outstanding work is the novel in verse form, Eugene Onegin. Now, it would depend greatly on how you wish this work to be pronounced upon. Indeed, how you wish it to be pronounced at all.
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Repetition of wish.
Yes, how and wish.
They're pronounced quite a great fool. As well. Oh, I'm very fly, I can tell you.
Very foolish, too, in just a minute, to repeat the whole sentence.
I'm not here to score points. That doesn't worry me. I'm not here for an easy victory. No. I'm not trying to be one better than the next man. No, I've just come good fellowship, a bit of fun, a few giggles, you know what I mean? I don't mind who wins. I can take it lying
down. Kenneth, you're just trying. To me, anyway, as chairman. There are 19 seconds for you, Derek, on the subject of Alexander Pushkin, the Russian poet, starting now.
He spent a lot of his time in Omsk and occasionally in Tomsk. And it was there that he had this disastrous affair with a Negro lady who had arrived from Venezuela. And, well, it was because of this he was challenged to a duel.
A child.
He never had any woman who was a Negress who was married to a fella from Venezuela. I've never heard such fanciful rubbish. Mind you, it was funny. And he did make me laugh.
He said it with tremendous confidence, too, didn't
he? Yes.
Well done, Kenneth. You have 7 seconds. Deviation. Alexander Pushkin, the Russian poet, starting now.
He's made fun of a lot by people who don't share Russian tastes by calling him Push and then the kin and saying that the...
So Kenneth Williams was speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point, and he's gone back into the lead again, one ahead of Derek Nimmo. Ray Allen, your turn to begin, and the subject... Throwing My Voice. Something you can tell us a lot about. Will you try and do it in just a minute, starting now?
The expression throwing my voice is not correct in the sense that the ventriloquial fraternity will refer to it correctly as the voice illusion. Now, this has often been asked to ventriloquists, of course, how do you throw your voice? Well, you don't. What you do is pretend and imagine that somebody is speaking to you from a distance, and then you recreate that sound in order that the listener will think the voice is coming from somewhere other than your own mouth. That is not why I've gone, because why don't... I wouldn't...
Where? Apart from that...
How could...
Notwithstanding.
And notwithstanding, yes, yes, as well. And
Peter
I like
Jones,
that.
Are you challenged? I can't imagine
glad
why.
Somebody did.
Well, hesitation, because
yes,
you said he'd
hesitation,
gone.
Hesitation, repetition, and
hesitation,
deviation.
I was floundering. What do you mean?
Well, I know.
You were drowning there.
But you did very well for 43 seconds.
Did
so
I,
that
really?
Good. Very good.
And the audience are so fascinated, they can't rush, they can't wait to get home and start throwing their voices. Not throwing... no, concealing their voices. There are 17 seconds on throwing my voice, Peter, starting now.
There was an advertisement in a magazine I used to read when I was a boy, which had an illustration of a schoolboy throwing his voice and making it seem to come out of a trunk being carried by a porter. It said, ouch. Ho, ho, ho. Yahoo.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Three hoes.
So, Derek, you've got him with only 1 second to go with your hoes. Throwing my voice, starting now.
I worked with Peter Brock on RTM.
Well, at the end of that run, Derek Nimmo got in just before the whistle, gained an extra point, and he's now one ahead of Kenneth Williams. Peter Jones, your turn to begin. The subject, Beatles. Will you tell us something about them in just a minute, starting now?
They're not things I'm terribly fond of, though there are people who collect them. They pin them onto large boards, and they look at them with their microscopes.
Kenneth Williams.
Hesitation.
I think so, Kenneth, yes. 50 seconds with Beatles with you, starting now.
Well, the only ones I know about, really, are those people that used to sing those songs. And they were very popular, and they said one of our greatest export earners. And, I believe, won a distinction.
Ray Allen challenge.
I would say a slight hesitation.
Yes, I would agree, Ray. Well
only
done.
Slight.
There are 36 seconds for you on the subject of Beatles, starting now.
When I was with them in Liverpool, they were always nice and polite, and they were great fun. And the fact that they became such enormous international stars didn't appear to affect them in any way at all, as far...
Kenneth Williams,
it's John. Interesting, because it's the same with me. It's not affected me, you know. No different now. I've met people who've said, I can remember you when you were a kid in Cromer Street. Kenneth, you're exactly the same today as you were then. You ain't changed a bit.
Kenneth.
It's marvellous, isn't it?
I can only believe that Ray Allen's working you again. Nobody would say that about themselves. What's your challenge, then?
No, I just wanted to say that I chimed in. You know what I mean?
Well,
I agree. I've known him for many years, and he hasn't changed at all.
Yeah, dear.
He was insufferably conceited when I met him. And so he is now.
Derek, have you got anything to say about Kenneth Williams? No, you haven't. All right. Kenneth. Ray, you keep the subject because it was a wrong challenge, and there are 22 seconds left on Beatles, starting now.
When they went to America, it was noticeable that the Americans looked upon them as, and I think I can quote, lovely, unaffected lads. While all mothers throughout America, and indeed in Britain, thought they were just that. And it was this image that they created.
Peter Jones, a challenge.
Repetition of America.
Yes, I'm afraid.
I waited a bit to see if it was going to be interesting, and then I thought...
Well, Peter, you very wittily put the listeners right on the fact it was quite a while ago he did repeat America, but you're right, I spotted it, so there are 3 seconds for you. Listen, is it the audience are going to take the same reaction to the chairman as the panelists do? That's part of the game with them, but don't you start doing it as well. No, he said America twice. And there are 3 seconds on the Beatles with you, Peter, starting now.
Remember how everybody got uptight about their hair? It was...
I remember that last time Ray Allen was in the show, we had a similar situation where there was a very even contest. Ray Allen is only a little way behind the others in fourth place. Peter Jones is now moved into second place, only 1 point behind joint leaders Kenneth Williams and Derek Nimmo. And we can't have much longer to go, so we'll get moving. And Derek, it's your turn to begin. The subject, my first car. Will you tell us something about that in the game starting now?
My first car was a 1937 Buick. It was very black and large and had grey seats, and I bought it in Liverpool just off a place called Penny Lane, which has associations with the Beatles, indeed, come to think of it. I drove it all over our countryside, and it only did 8 miles to the gallon, which wasn't frightfully economical, as you can imagine. And I remember when I was first out in my first car, I saw petrol coming from...
Kenneth Williams.
I thought hesitation.
Yes, Kenneth. And you have 36 seconds. My first car starting now.
It was an old tin thing with pedals inside. I held myself along on it. And it was absolutely marvellous. I felt I was really rich. One day, don't you worry yourself, matey. We all have the great roles. It'd be really sheesh with a coach hide and that lovely rich smell, the aroma of a fat cigar, and the stereo. Well, of course, they didn't have stereo in those days.
Ray Allen, chance.
Composition and stereo.
Yes, indeed, Ray. So you have 9 seconds on my first car, Ray, starting now.
My first car was a spotless job. It was one of those beautiful, shining things that stood in the road, and I looked at it...
So, very aptly, our guests were speaking as the whistle went then, not in to gain the extra point, but to bring the contest to an end, because we have no more time. And let me quickly tell you that, and the final result was that Ray Allen, our guest, came in fourth place, but he was only 1 point behind Peter Jones, and Peter Jones was 1 point behind Derek Nimmo, and Derek Nimmo was 1 point behind this week's winner, who is Kenneth Williams. Goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.